Patrick Carrio West, being the executive director for the Correctional Training Commission. We have achieved a quorum, so we're going to begin the 226th Correctional Training Commission meeting. In absence of the secretary, we will be nominating an individual for today's proceedings. I ask, need a nomination for a chair.
You call, Chris Klein.
Chris Klein?
But you don't have to turn, because he can see. Oh, what do you think, that's what it is. You can repeat it.
Okay, can I get that nomination?
Repeat it again.
Chris Klein?
You can hear me.
We're looking, I'm sorry, in absence of the secretary, we're nominating an individual for chairing the committee.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear this, I just got let into the sound side of things. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, due to my absence, I'm going to nominate Deputy Secretary Annie Harvey to chair the meeting today.
Can I get a second?
Second.
So moved. So moved.
Okay. All right, first of all, I'd like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded and the audio will be posted on public inspection per the Open Meeting Act. Please wait to be recognized by the chair for recorded purposes to make sure. So please give your name and everything before you speak, so it can be recorded. Thank you. I would like to call the meeting to order. First, I'm very pleased to recognize Dr. Yolanda Bethea, Executive Director for the Division of Parole and Probation, as one of our new members. Dr. Bethea would like to make any comments.
Good morning, everyone. Just happy to be here, happy to be a part of the commission, and look forward to the great work that we'll do together.
Thank you. Now we have introductions of the members. My name is Annie Harvey, I'm the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. I'm your acting chair today.
Good morning again, Deidre Carrier Westby, Executive Director for the Correctional Training Commission.
Shaka Cross, PCTC.
Dr. Lisa Louse, Director of Certification and Compliance.
Isaac Marshall, PCTC.
Nicole Ebb, MCJ, President.
Anthony Gaskins, Chief of Staff at DPSCS.
Brian Albert, Representative from Maryland Sheriff's Association.
Sadie Hiltonara, Correctional Officer.
Carrie Lehman, PCTC.
Darrell Washington, Assistant Superintendent, Department of Juvenile Services.
Captain Hayana Barnett, Representative for Department of Public Safety Correctional Services. Sorry.
Dr. Yolanda Bethea, Executive Director for Parole and Probation.
Dr. Beverly O'Brien, I'm the Dean of the College of Behavioral and Social Sciences at Coppin State University, representing the President, Dr. Anthony Jenkins.
Captain Monica Penny from Prince George's County, representing the Capital Region.
Sharon Connors, Office of the Attorney General.
Elise Ice, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. Welcome everybody to this meeting today. We have reports today, standards, training and standards reports. Chris will have, Ms. Risby.
Okay, good morning. So as of the last quarter, in terms of the certification unit, quarterly correctional statistics, as of October 1st, current number of correctional officers is 11,107. The difference in the number of correctional officers from the last quarter is 167, or up. Probationary certificates issued, 372. The report on non-officer status, is 59. Total separations, 202, and that was broken down into 42 terminations, 121 resignations, 39 retirements. There were 70 incidences that needed supplemental information or higher level review required. Training compliance by agency, we are currently at 87.50% compliance. Number of programs approved, both police and corrections this past quarter was 514. Number of new correctional instructors, 165. There were zero selection standard audits completed, 20 audits completed, zero in-service audits completed, and zero other audits completed for the past quarter, July, August, and September.
Thank you. Now we have legal issues, Ms. Ice.
Good morning. The only thing I have is a reminder that Monday is a continued revocation hearing.
What did you say?
Continued revocation.
Okay, all right, it's okay, thank you. Before we move forward, I need to allow the members who are virtual to introduce themselves, please.
Good morning, Betsy Fox Tolentino, Acting Secretary at the Department of Juvenile Services.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Betsy Shoemake, Lieutenant in Allegheny County, representing the Western Region. Sorry, Chris.
No, that's fine. Good morning, Christopher Klein, MCAA President, Superintendent, Anne Arundel County.
Good morning, this is Matthew Milady. I'm the Deputy Director of the Correctional Training Commission. I'm not sure if it's my thing is showing up as my name or as my personal email, Bam's dad.
It's your name.
You gave yourself up.
You did. Okay, thank you. Now we'll go to old business. Body worn cameras, Mr. Gardner.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who submitted comments and especially the Body Worn Camera Committee on pulling together the regulations. I think we did that in record time compared to other regulations I've worked on. So just want to thank everyone for that. And just a quick update on where we are in the process. As you know, on the 22nd of September, we had the special session in order to approve and adopt for proposal the body-worn camera regulations. It was unanimously approved on the 22nd, and on the 25th of September, it went to AELR for review. That's a 15-day review period. We only received one inquiry, and that was a minor issue that was clarified by the executive director and Matthew Milady. So no issues there. And on the 10th of October, it was submitted to the Division of State Documents, and it will be published at the end of this month on the 31st in the Maryland Register. And once it's published, there's a 30-day comment period, so anyone can comment on that. They all go to the executive director. We will review those comments if we receive any, and then at that time we could make changes depending on what the comments are. And then there's a 15-day period after that for us to decide, and then it'll go for final adoption, and then that's in December. Ultimately, if everything moves smoothly and on track with no delays, the effective date will be the 5th of January. So we're moving right along. Any questions? Thank you all.
Thank you. Now we have DPP training objectives, Dr. Wesby and Dr. Abadea.
Good morning. I'm going to go over, this was discussed at the previous meeting. There's two different objectives. The first one, DPP objective 15.01, identify defensive driving techniques given various situations and conditions. Questions whether this is a necessary objective in light of the state's vehicle operations policy. So I'm going to defer to Dr. Bethay.
Yes, upon conclusion of our last meeting, well, the question was raised, what was the union's position on the matter? So we have been in conversation with labor. It was felt at this time, I think that we will table the matter, that it's not agreed upon that we would exclude the objective at this time.
Okay. The second one I'll read, DPP Objective 17.0101. The trainee will demonstrate the use of 5 personal weapons and knowledge of vulnerable areas of the body given various situations and conditions. And the question was if it was necessary since 17.0102 is that the trainee will demonstrate defensive techniques.
Yes, and upon the conclusion of the last meeting, the question was raised, what were the techniques? And so I was able to bring back exactly what the techniques are, if you want to hear those again. But we're also, I am in agreement that it's this, that they both read the same and that we can merge the two into the one objective.
Any need for discussion? Do I need a motion?
Yes, one quick question.
I need a motion, please.
No.
No, discussion. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think it read something about the five weapons, and that was one of the questions we asked, what were the five weapons?
Yes, so the five weapons are your hands, your elbows, your knees, your legs, and your foot.
So not actual weapons, got it, I'm cool.
You're good?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now ask for a motion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
What is the motion?
Oh, to keep it as is.
A second, please. Okay, thank you. So we need a roll call, if there's no further discussion needed.
Secretary Tolentino?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Gaskins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Superintendent Klein, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sheriff Albert?
Yes.
Ms. Ebb?
Yes.
Ms. Connors?
Yes.
Dr. O'Brien?
Yes.
Sergeant O'Conoran?
Yes.
Captain Barnett?
Yes.
Captain Pena?
Yes.
Mr. Washington?
Yes.
Lieutenant Shoemake?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Now with COMAR FTO process update, Director Wesby.
Thank you. This is brought up at the previous meeting. Current COMAR regulations set the minimum standards for field training, but they are very minimal and really only speak to things like duties of mandated positions, policies and practices, minimum of 80 hours, and completion of documents. So there's a group that's been put together. We generated a survey, and the group has now met twice. We compiled data from various agencies. We sent it out to all the different agencies in the state of Maryland. Not everybody responded, but the ones that have, we've compiled that data, and we're going over to see what practices are going on throughout the state. The ultimate goal is to set stringent requirements and concise topic areas and basically standardize the subject matter so there's a solid foundation for staff, whether or not they complete the field training prior to an academy or after an academy. We're trying to standardize certain types of basic items, things like defensive tactics, use of force, PREA training. We're working on that list now to figure out what are those that have to be covered before anybody is working with any type of population. This is not to take the place, obviously, of an academy, but just to make sure that individuals who are working prior to going to an academy have that solid foundation to work on. And as we're meeting, the group's identifying these fundamental skill areas that are taught before interactions with any incarcerated individual or youth or clients occur. As the topic areas get compiled, they will be presented here before the commission for input and guidance. So, right now, we're currently compiling those topic areas for covering and the requirements for selection of field training officers. And as that develops, more information will be forthcoming. But that is where we are currently with that project. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll move to new business, 2026 regular and revocation meeting dates. Did you all have a chance to look at that? Okay. Discussion? We'd like to have a discussion about, you know, each time we try to set up dates for revocation hearings and stuff, we have run into issues. So we want to add some dates in just for consideration. If you all take a look at that and see if you have any issues with those dates that we're trying to build into the date so you can plan. So if you take a look at those. Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that the one revocation anticipated date of the 2nd through the 3rd is the MCAA conference. So I know we have some members that are part of the committee that would be a difficult time period for us. Just wanted to share that up front.
Thank you. Anyone else?
So there are going to be Wednesdays all the time. We've moved to Wednesdays all the time.
It's Wednesdays all the time.
This year we moved to Wednesdays.
Yeah, and we're going to continue that.
Correct.
It's a problem for me, but look, get someone else.
Okay. Anyone else? Discussion? Have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
And the motion is?
Accept the dates. Sorry.
Okay, can we roll call? What now? We need a voice vote, please.
All in favor.
On the dates.
No, say all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Any opposed? Okay.
Motion carries.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the FLS, FLA objectives, Director Wesley.
Just one second here. Trying to get out of this and get where I need to be.
Okay, commission staff, both with the corrections and the police side, in conjunction with training directors, completed drafts of revisions for both first line supervisor and first line administrator. On the tablets, you're gonna find the latest recommendations along with comparisons from the old objectives to the new ones. Some of the wording may have been altered slightly, but they are presented in their revised forms. Of note, there's been the addition of objectives that address wellness and some supervisory responses. So if you talked about this, believe the last meeting, and no, I'm sorry, we did not. These are being presented for consideration of approval. Is there any questions or feedback?
I need a motion.
Because Shaka's going to ask me, motion to accept the changes?
You got it.
For consideration of approval.
For consideration of approval, yep.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Just one more.
Okay. Who was the second? I have Mr. Gaskins as the motion.
Sheriff Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Secretary Tolentino?
Yes.
Mr. Gaskins?
Yes.
Superintendent Klein?
Yes.
Sheriff Albert?
Yes.
Ms. Ebb?
Yes.
Ms. Connors?
Yes.
Dr. O'Brien?
Yes.
Sergeant Okunoren?
Yes.
Captain Barnett?
Yes.
Captain Pena?
Yes.
Mr. Washington?
Yes.
Lieutenant Shoemake?
Yes.
The motion carries.
We need a vote, a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Opposed? No one? Okay. Any carries? Okay, instructor code of conduct, Director Wesley.
Okay, the instructor code of conduct, the Correctional Training Commission has had some discussion with the police commission regarding the development of guidelines of conduct that would potentially provide some structure as to circumstances where and why instructor certification could be revoked. Guidelines we're speaking about or talking through are of conduct which could allow certain tangible items that may be utilized in the removal of instructors, such as things cheating, hazing recruits and staff, fraternization outside of the classroom or training environment, not following lesson plans, as some, but not an exhaustive list of examples that this would cover. Current guidelines exist for certification process of granting subject matter expert waivers, but it doesn't address any kind of uniform framework or terms for revocation. And this document that we're asking for consideration then lists these expectations. So we're looking to develop a code of conduct for all instructors, both academy and training directors, in conjunction with the police, to start working on this document.
So, I'd like a motion to accept for discussion. Have a motion.
Motion to accept.
I just had a question. The motion is to allow them to start working on this document. Is that correct?
Yes, develop that code of conduct.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Absolutely. I can have a motion to accept. I think you were going to give the motion.
To accept.
Please second.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
All right.
Okay, I don't want to do this. I would like to call the meeting back into order. I need a motion to go back to DPP training objective 1701. Correct. 17101.
I motion that we revisit the defensive tactics objective 1701.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Discussion.
All right.
I'd like to go back. Which one I need? Discussion.
All right. First and foremost, thank you for the opportunity to revisit this again. Now that there's further clarity, the motion is to merge 1701-01 and 1701-02, which basically encompasses the same. The objective, the new objective would read, would basically be 1701-02 would be the objective. And that 1701-01 is redundant and can be encompassed into 02.
So we need a motion to rescind the original.
Motion to rescind, yeah.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Now, we need a motion to accept. Conversation, discussion? Discussion.
No, I thought you don't vote on the
first. Yeah, we got to vote. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is that document available for us to read it?
I don't see the attachment while I'm over the screen. This one? Mm-hmm. This is the lesson plan.
It's on the screen. Katie, can you make it a little bit bigger?
Yes, please. Okay.
Yes, that makes sense.
So just so I'm clear, we're removing 1701-01 and just leaving 1701-02. As 01.
That is correct, Doc, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion? Questions?
It's to remove 02. It has to be not so much as to merge, but to, is that not?
Remember 02 to 01.
Okay.
Just 02 becomes 01.
Matthew, related? You're muted.
There we go.
Okay.
No, you covered it. That's what I was going to add, that it would also need to be renumbered, but you covered it. Thanks.
Okay. Question. If it's already, what are we renumbering it to?
Yes.
Because why are we having a subset if it's already numbered chronologically?
Because they're deleting what's currently 01 and they're making what's currently 02 01.
They're moving it up.
Okay, so this one? I want to make sure I understand. Okay. Are we deleting 170101 or 1701?
0101.
0101. And we're taking 17.
02. Becomes 0101.
Yes. It's moving up.
Gotcha. So adding to it.
That makes sense. Okay.
Taking one out and just putting the other one to the top. Changing the numbers.
I see that. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but if you take out 170101, it's still. Okay, never mind. I see what you're saying. Sorry.
It's okay.
You are correct.
It's okay. All right, discussion?
No discussion.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, everybody. Do I need another motion to make sure we're clear? Could you make the motion again so we could make sure?
Absolutely. I motion to remove objective 170101 and renumber 170102 to 170101.
Gotcha.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call. No further discussion is needed.
Secretary Tolentino?
Yes.
Mr. Gaskins?
Yes.
Superintendent Klein?
Yes.
Sheriff Albert?
Yes.
Ms. Ebb?
Yes.
Ms. Connors?
Yes.
Dr. O'Brien?
Yes.
Sergeant Okunora?
Yes.
Captain Barnett?
Yes.
Captain Pena?
Yes.
Mr. Washington?
Yes.
Lieutenant Shoemake?
Yes.
Dr. Bethay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. So now we go back to correctional entry-level training objectives. Director
okay.
Westby.
So this document is on your tablets for the correctional objectives effective July 1st of 2023. A review of the objectives on that showed there were considerable spelling grammatical errors within the document. Additionally, a change to from the term inmate to incarcerated individual was suggested that should be made. Currently, if you go through, what is highlighted are the errors that we are asking with to be changed, along with on the sidebar the changes that we'd like to see. So I'm asking the members of the commission to review these proposed changes so at the next meeting that we hold, they can be approved and updated. No, this is just as again, so everybody has the time to read and review them, and then if there are any other issues or things that are found, can be brought to the attention.
Okay, so we come to that hour where we want to go into closed session. So I need a motion. Let me see if anybody. Superintendent Klein.
Yeah, I just had a question on the last piece, the CEL, the entry level objectives. Do we need to approved spelling errors? I feel like the intent of the original document should have been that those items were spelled correctly. I don't know if we need to approve that, if they can just move forward with that, and then any substantive changes we would vote on to approve.
Well, due to the nature of it being the actual official document, we can't really go in and change it without approval. So that's why it was, it's being brought up. I mean, if you feel, or if the commission feels, the meeting group feels that this is something that can be done today, I'm just trying to offer ample time for anyone that wanted to go over it in detail and take the time to review it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I reviewed it when it was sent out, and I would be willing to make a motion to accept the grammatical and spelling changes that were offered. I think there were only another couple minor additions that I didn't see issue with, but I'll defer to the group.
Okay. Any discussions?
So, just to be clear, we're reviewing the highlighted for the corrections, and then on our next meeting, that's when we'll actually go over it?
Unless, as Chris Klein was saying, you feel comfortable doing that today.
So the content is acceptable, it's just the errors?
The errors, yes. As I said, there's the grammatical errors and spelling, and then the changes were moving the term inmate to incarcerated individual.
And the II was actually part of the law, so the requirement of the law and the change, whether it was last year or the year before, I don't recall the exact date, was that DPSCS update all of those documents as part of that law. So I don't think that this body could actually overturn that required change or offer anything to the contrary.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Please.
Just for clarity, so you just, do you want us to review it to see if there's anything additional we need to add, or are you just asking us to review for
the changes that are indicated on there to make sure that there's nothing in terms of the content, there's nothing else that's been changed, it's okay.
just
review some spelling and grammar.
Oh, okay.
Any further discussion? Do we have a motion?
We do have a motion
yes.
on the floor.
We do
have grammatical changes made by Superintendent Klein.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all right. Can you do roll call?
Secretary Tolentino, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Gaskins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Superintendent Klein?
Yes.
Sheriff Albert?
Yes.
Ms. Ebb?
Yes.
Ms. Connors?
Yes.
Dr. O'Brien?
Yes.
Sergeant Okunoren?
Yes.
Captain Barnett?
Yes.
Captain Pena?
Yes.
Mr. Washington?
Yes.
Lieutenant Shoemake?
Yes.
Dr. Bethea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now I'm asking for a motion to go into closed session.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Second.
We can now, before I close the session, we can actually ask the gallery to step up.
We're going to go into closed session and ask the gallery to please step out.
It is proposed that the Correctional Training Commission's open session of its 226th meeting on October 24, 2025, being held at the Public Safety Education and Training Center in Sykesville, Maryland, and virtually be adjourned to a closed session. She's supposed to be. Yes. The session will be closed under the authority of General Provisions, Article Section 3-305B, 1, 2, and 7 Annotated Code of Maryland. The reasons for closing the session may be to discuss the appointment and employment of an individual over whom the commission has jurisdiction, to protect the privacy or reputation of an individual with respect to a matter that is not related to public business, and to consult with counsel and obtain legal advice. During this closed session, the topics to be discussed under subsection 1, to discuss the appointment of an employment of an individual over whom the commission has jurisdiction, is 2, requests for certification from the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, 2, requests for recertification from the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, and 1, revocation request from the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services.
So based on that,
come back in, so now I'll have to read the outcome. DPSCS brought forth two requests for certification of an individual. One request was approved, one request was denied. DPSCS brought before the commission two requests for recertification. One request was approved, one request was denied. One revocation request was brought to the commission by the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. That request was approved to hold a revocation hearing.
Okay. I would like to have a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
So moved.
Okay. Do we need voice? Vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. Have a wonderful weekend and thank you all.
See you on Monday.